9:30 on a Thursday morning means K1 Car Talk. Brad Dungis and friends in this morning, but we'll start off with
Good
Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How
morning,
are you
Brad.
Today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you today?
I'm very well. It's summertime, isn't it?
It is.
83 is not too bad, though.
No, just wait. It'll get better or worse, depending on your point
yes,
of view. You'll get an opportunity to check out the air conditioner in your car one way or the other.
That's right. We've had a few of those in this week. We've got a lot going on. Your car is going to be stressed by the heat this time of year. There's no getting around it. Systems are going to work really hard, whether it's your air conditioner or just the vehicle itself. Maybe tire pressure lights. We've had some of those issues this week.
Now, it's the summertime bakes the battery, but the problem usually doesn't show up till later, right?
A little bit later, yeah. I mean, what you get anytime you have these extremes of temperature, and you know, we know how cold it gets in Oklahoma and how hot, you're going to stress things like batteries. It is going to work it extra hard, and then you put extra load on that when you're operating all the systems on it, and you know, things like the air conditioner cranking up and working hard like it does, you're just going to have to watch those things and maintain them really well. And we do have some specials going on now. If you have an air conditioner problem that you're not sure of, we've got a discount coupon. I think you can get it on the website, or we sent out a mailer. You probably saw it there.
I got one.
I'm sure the advisors will help you find it on the website. If you don't know how to do that, they can pull that down for you. But it's $53.99 off an AC check. So that's a good savings just on the full AC check.
Yeah, that's a great deal. And that way you'll know all year whether your air conditioner is operating properly. Check it out, DungisChoice.com.
That's right. That's right. Got that. And our great $9.95 oil change going on. And there's a special deal. Look for this occasionally, too. It's been in our ad in the paper. And I think this is up maybe on the websites a little bit, too. But if you look for the coupon, you can get a complimentary tire rotation when you set an appointment for your $9.95 oil change. So you get it. You don't have to pay. It's a no-cost tire rotation. Normally, $15, $17 charge. I don't remember, but it's a normally a few dollars, but it will do it for no cost, and you still get the great deal on the oil change.
So you set an appointment for your $9.95 oil change, and then you get the same thing that somebody with Tires for Life gets on that free rotation, right?
Hey, and another deal right now. You can come in if you take a test drive. You can spend to win. Mm-hmm. You're guaranteed to win a prize. Everybody who spends wins, and you'll get in our grand prize drawing just by registering eventually we're going to draw for $7,500 in December right before Christmas. So if you're in the market at all for a car, right now is a great time to come check out all the Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota and used vehicles that we have. Mm-hmm. See the quality product that we have, and you can test drive it, and you have a chance to win all these great prizes, and then the grand prize of $7,500. There's another angle there too, because Ford is partnered with Channel 6 on TV in Tulsa to give away a Mustang this summer.
Yeah.
So you could register to win the Mustang. They've got cool daily prizes they're giving away. And anyway, there's all kinds of ways to win stuff. It's just an exciting time of the year. I guess everybody wants you to win, trying to cut through the heat and get you to come test drive vehicles. And if you know you're coming, we'll be happy to set up your test drive. We can get the car pulled out for you. It's what we call a VIP appointment. Mm-hmm. We'll be ready for you. When you arrive, we can have your Tacoma or whatever you want to look at, cooled down, ready for you. You can park in our VIP parking place. They'll be ready for you. We'll have pricing set for you. If we know where we stand on your trade, we'll be happy to have that ready. Credit can be handled beforehand. So there's ways really to speed up the deal, to make everything easy. That's what we're focused on at Dungis, of course.
You're really making it easy for your customers to shop, aren't you?
Well, we try. It's one of those things that, you know, it's complicated. We know that. And, you know, we just want to make it simple these days. There's so much information out there that you have to filter through to get to that. And we know you have a choice in where you do your business. And we feel like the easiest thing we can control in separating ourselves from other people's, you know, helping you with that decision making and making it easy.
So you can drive the best selling truck in America or the best selling car.
That's right.
Any way you want to do it. And you can do it all at Dungis.
And you can do it all at Dungis with our great Fords, Lincolns, Toyotas. There's great deals going, too. The manufacturers have got big summer discounts going, great interest rate deals, great lease deals. We're talking 0% is still around for as long as 72 months on a lot of vehicles. Great low payments. You know, on a full, almost every kind of vehicle on a lease purchase at this point. If you want to explore leasing, we'll be happy to show you how that works. But it's a great way to get a lower payment on the similar vehicle than to purchase and get the loan out over time. There's great deals on our used cars. We've got a great selection right now of certified vehicles, both Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota, and RQ certified. Yeah. They all come with peace of mind, varying types of warranties on those various ones. And then we've got our Dungis wholesale vehicles, which are vehicles that don't pass the muster to be certified vehicles, but they're still safety inspected by us. A lot of times we don't do lots of big repairs on them. We don't do any cosmetic repairs, stuff like that, but you can get a great deal on these vehicles. A lot of them are lower cost stuff, the higher mileage vehicles, and they're used cars, and a lot of people are looking for stuff like that, so we do have those also.
A great buy for maybe that first car for a young driver?
First cars, or just you have some cash and you need transportation, but you don't want to get a loan, that kind of a thing. It's maybe a backup car for someone, but it's a truck that you just use on the weekends to putz around or go to Lowe's or something.
How's everything going on the We Will Buy Your Car?
Oh, that's been going great. We are still actually really needing inventory. Mm-hmm. Right now, the used car market, particularly for, I'd say, 3 to 6 year old vehicles with pretty good miles on them that aren't over, say, 120,000 miles, that are in that 3 to 6 year old range, maybe even a little older. Those cars are priceless. We cannot get enough of them. There's a huge market for them. We've got access to the customers who want to buy them, but we don't have enough of the cars. So if you've got something that you want us to take a look at, we'll be happy to make you a very strong offer on it, give you the best deal we can, and you know, we can take care of all the paperwork. We do car deals every day, of course. And if you're selling privately to the public, a lot of times they can't get access to the title work. To transferring funds is more difficult. Mm-hmm. We can write you a check that first day, assuming we can get all the title work done, and really makes it easy for you.
Well, Jason was out at our Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown semifinal.
That's right. We had a semifinal this week at Whiskey Bent.
Yeah.
How did that go? I didn't hear.
I was busy with a political event, so uh-huh. Other than making sure all the sound equipment was good, I had to head off
Jason is here, so we'll get him.
Hey. Yeah. Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. I had a great time with the Senate District 29 candidate down at City Hall. Of course, now, like, you can start voting tomorrow if you want to vote early for that election. Vote tomorrow. You can vote on Monday. Of course, the polls will be open 7 to 7 on Tuesday. We encourage people to go vote.
Vote early. Yeah. Vote often.
I grew up in the Chicago area. That's okay. I know how that works.
Well, Whiskey Bent, Charlie,
yes.
The Country Showdown event this week at Whiskey Bent was just fantastic. That was our final semifinal for the Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Charlie.
We're still inviting people to Pawhuska next month, though, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. We're gonna do the finals at Cavalcade in Pawhuska next month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. There's some fantastic talent that has come out of this Country Showdown. I don't know how the judges were able to narrow it down to just a handful of semifinalists.
I have spoken with several of the judges after the event, and I'll tell you, they all came out saying, I don't know how the other guy did it, but I really had a tough choice. And so, when you have three judges all kind of walking out saying more or less the same thing, it's tough.
Well, it's a lot of fun to watch these people perform, and I'll tell you what, Bartlesville has some fantastic musicians.
And
fantastic
this year we've
musicians.
Gotten musicians from the wider area of Broken Arrow. I forget all the different communities.
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of guys who are from Lenapa who
right,
are semifinalists.
Yeah.
So
Cali Creek is the name of their group. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. So I'm looking forward to Cavalcade. I hope that we have a big crowd to come out and see the talent, and I'm telling, we're delighted to be sponsors of the Dungeness Key Rig Country Showdown.
Well, you're going to have some great, tundras or something for us to look out over there.
Most definitely, oh, yeah. Most definitely. So, Charlie, we have a guest in the studio this morning.
I was wondering
morning,
when we were going to refer to the gentleman over there.
I thought we might introduce him. This is Fred Morris.
Yeah.
And Fred runs the community garden for
yes,
Mother Murrah.
He does a nice job of it.
How no, I'm not forget it right.
Mary Martha Outreach.
Right. It was close, you know. Nice to have you, Fred. How's it going?
Glad to be here. Good.
How long have you been gardening now?
Me personally?
Well, I was actually speaking for Mary Martha, but let's talk about
not
your
just
career.
Out of Mary Martha, but I've been gardening since I'm about 5 years old, yeah. So almost 70 years.
That sounds like you know what you're talking about.
I grew up with my dad, and both grandpas were big gardeners, and I kind of learned watching what they did.
Why is it important that Mary Martha has a community garden?
Well, we originally started a garden about 10 years ago to give our clients a place that they could come and grow some fresh vegetables if they wanted to do that, and to give them a benefit of some people like myself and others that knew something about gardening and help them learn how to do it. That's never really panned out well for us. Instead, it's become more of a teaching garden out there. And I might mention, I call it a simple little plan that's gone horribly wrong, because we originally started off very small, and it's expanded now to about 5,000 square feet that we have not only in vegetables, but a lot of shrubbery and trees and grasses and just a little bit of everything, and it's far outgrown my ability to take care of it.
Well, that's why you get all those other people involved.
Well, we try, but it's not so easy, especially on a day like this. People don't want to go out there in this kind of weather and get all dirty and sweaty and tired, actually.
Yeah,
so gardening is hard work.
It is. I mean, it literally, you're talking about the fruits of your labor and a little bit of sunshine and a whole lot of water.
Absolutely. A whole lot of water at this time of year.
Yeah. It's been, you know, obviously you keep doing it, so something is working for you.
Well, it's just in my blood, and I really enjoy working, especially with the young children that come out. We have a program we've been doing for about 5 or 6 years, I guess, with the Mutual Girls Club. The young ladies come out once a week for 2 months on their summer program, and we plant things and do a little weeding and that type of thing. And when the berries and the grapes and all are in season, we have something to eat and just thoroughly enjoy it. They're coming out Mondays now. They were just out again on Monday, and we did a little working out there and tasted some herbs that are growing.
Sounds like the goals have changed a little bit, but you're still, it's grown so much. You must still be producing a lot of food products and stuff that can be given away, and then the educational aspect of it is.
We're not producing so much vegetables this year. The garden kind of got in disarray the last couple of years. I had a lot of other things on my plate and wasn't able to take care of it like I wanted to. So this year we're just kind of mostly trying to get it back under control, the perennial type plants.
I see.
We have a few volunteer tomatoes and some potatoes and some things like that. Grew some cabbage, but we're really not doing many vegetables this year. Hopefully we'll get back to that.
All right.
We have had some fantastic years in the past, growing, for instance, over 500 tomatoes one summer, and have done a lot of things. We've even tried to grow pineapples out there. That didn't work well.
Pineapples.
I think our soil's wrong.
Well, we got the soil right. We can do all raised beds for the vegetables, so we can kind of modify it as we need to. But the problem with pineapples is keeping them warm enough. They're not happy if it gets below about 40 degrees. And,
all right.
We kept them in especially.
It'll be all right this time of year.
This time of year they like it real well, but when it got cold, and we had them in a small greenhouse, but somebody kicked the circuit breaker on it and turned the heater off that was in there, and 2 days later I discovered some very unhappy pineapples, so we aren't trying that anymore. But it was fun while we tried it.
That's great. So what else is going on out there? I mean, you've got the Mutual Girls Club that come out. Anything else?
Not as far as the garden goes.
All right.
Like we're just trying to kind of get it back under control after 2 years of some relatively neglect. Mary Martha itself, of course, is just as busy as ever. I don't really work much with the inside operation anymore, the food pantry or the clothing or anything like that, but I understand they're having something like 600, 700 client families a week coming through now.
Wow.
getting food. The poverty situation in Bartlesville is very much more than a lot of people understand.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hidden.
We have more new clients coming in all the time for whatever reason. But it's an interesting place. If the listeners ever have a chance to come out, just come out in the morning.
What I'm thinking, too, is there might be some people listening that might be gardeners and want to come help and, you know, maybe give you some help this time of year. You undoubtedly, it is hot and hard to get people to come out. So if people are interested, they could contact Mary Martha and they could get them in touch with you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Just call the Mary Martha number that's in the book, or there is a website there, too, where you can get the number and contact through the website, but leave your name and I'll get in touch with you, and I'd be more than happy to find something for you to do.
Great. Well, and I know part of what you're doing is a teaching process, but I'm sure Jamie and the crew just enjoy the fact that you're out there. And of course, Mary Martha serves a whole lot more than just Bartlesville. I think it's six counties, but they got a wide reach.
Five counties. Okay. We serve three in Oklahoma and two in Kansas right now. The Kansas counties are not eligible for the food distribution because they're across the border in Kansas.
Yeah.
But all five counties are eligible for everything else that we do, including the food. Okay. I should mention, too, that a lot of our produce, of course, we can't possibly produce enough for all of our clients.
Sure.
So a good part of what we do when we're growing the vegetables, we take over to Sherry Smith at the Agape Mission.
Right.
Because she can use it for her cooked meals at noontime. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of that, shared a lot of the food with Sherry.
All right. Yeah, no, Agape is another great program.
Absolutely.
And I knew you shared your food with them. That's good. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in and letting us know about the program. I know it's one of those kind of parts of Mary Martha that people might not even really know is out there. But it's great work you do, and I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure, Brad.
Uh-huh. Well, and Fred, I'll be out there. For me, there's nothing better than turning dirt.
Well, I know there are other people probably thinking that, and so maybe we'll get you some volunteers.
Okay, we'd appreciate anybody wants to come out.
Can we get the phone number?
Yeah, Fred, what's a good number?
Well, my cell phone number is 918-519-0579, but I oftentimes don't carry it with me, so when it goes to voicemail, just leave me a voicemail and I'll get back to you.
All right.
Just off the top of my head, I don't know what the Mary Martha number is.
You can get it on the website.
It's on,
Just Google Mary Martha Outreach,
absolutely,
it's all there. And there's a page about the community garden and other
yes,
information
there
on the website.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fred. Appreciate it.
You bet. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, and Brett, Fred is wearing, I take it you're a Vietnam vet?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, that's a good segue to talk a little bit about the program that Ford has going on now. Mm-hmm. Through July 5th, Ford is giving a $1,000 discount to anybody who's a veteran, a retiree, an active service member, or a first responder, an EMT, a fireman, a police officer. This is $1,000 that goes on top of any other discounts that Ford or Dungas is offering, and it's our way of saying thank you to those who've served and continue to serve. So thank you very much, Fred.
I hope you have a large contingent cash fund then, Brad, because you know, there are a lot of veterans in this area.
I know there
are. We have way more per capita than a lot of other states in the country.
That's true.
Wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing a bunch of them out there taking well, advantage of that.
So it's $1,000 from Ford just for being to thank you for your service. So thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay.
So.
Well, what else?
Brad,
there's a lot of other stuff.
I'm
going
to say, we've got a lot of,
go ahead. This weekend, we're going to be out at the
farmer's market, speaking of gardens.
Hey, we'll be there too. How about that?
We'll be taking over the farmer's market, have some cars out there. You'll be out there.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. That we're in the heat of the summer. I know they will have some vegetables out at the gardening centers there. And
typically, those vegetables are picked the day before.
Yeah, and they're really good, and they've been the selection's been growing every week. And I know we've been eating them at home. It's been a really great season so far.
There's nothing better than fresh picked stuff, is there?
No, it's not. And it's such a great thing that this has grown in Bartlesville. It's become such a great Saturday morning event for us. And so we'll look to see everybody out there. We'll have a couple vehicles with us that you can get in and look at if you're interested in that. You can. We'll talk to you about our $7,500 test drive offer, and anything else we brought up on the radio show, we'll be there to talk about.
Okay, so that's coming up Saturday morning, and they're open till I believe 11:30.
11:30,
but don't wait till 11:30. Get there early.
I heard it was a Don Who, and some people may have seen this band, but I've heard their secret announcement. They'll be there Saturday morning. These are the ukulele players.
Yeah,
they're excellent. I've heard very interesting. Play some retro rock and roll with the ukulele.
There you go. One more reason to come out to the market. They frequently have entertainment out there, and that's just kind of a side benefit of what you probably came for.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. That we like that event. We like things like that. They get people together and have been, you know, starting new things in Bartlesville.
And, of course, looking forward to when the city has the Johnstone Park ready so they can move the market in there.
Yeah, it should be coming up pretty soon, isn't it? I think in the next month or so.
I believe within the month they should have it done, yeah. I'm not a city employee.
I know, but I remember when we had Mr. Forsyth on, he mentioned that they should be done in late July, I believe.
I believe you're right. Mm-hmm. So roughly a month from now, they should be ready to move the market over there and get things going. But you are involved in so many other things, but it's nice to see you're going to be out there for Saturday for the market.
Yeah, we like that, as I said. It'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully everybody drink lots of water and be ready for a warm Saturday.
For a little bit of heat. So I plan on being out there all morning Saturday morning at the farmer's market, Charlie, and I'm going to stock up. So, Charlie, how's your vehicle?
Well, it's just great. The air conditioner works fine, great gas mileage, and I think I'm somewhere about 1,200 miles from the next oil change.
Okay, so Charlie and I bought our cars at about the same time. Yeah. I bought a Toyota Camry, Charlie bought a Ford Fusion.
Right.
Where are you mileage-wise?
I am at about 19-something or other, 19.3, 19.5.
Now I'm really getting ready to lap you, Charlie. Okay. I think I'm up over 25,000 miles on my Corolla or Camry in the first year.
You have the opportunity to take those long-distance trips.
This is true. Yeah. You can only go as far as the microphone cable lets you go.
That's about it, yeah. And most microphone cables are a whole lot shorter than what I would like to be going. But. Summertime's coming, which means those long-distance trips are a whole lot in the forecast for a lot more people.
It sure is, and it's really, before you get on the road, a good time, a good opportunity to have your vehicle checked out, maintained, make sure that your tire pressure is inflated, make sure that your air conditioning is working, make sure that you're ready for the road.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned tire pressure every month, and I understand it, but I think sometimes the listeners don't always get the grasp of, I mean, tire pressure sounds like such a simple thing, something we used to get for free at the gas station, but why is it so important?
It's multiple reasons, from safety, making sure that you've got good grip on the road, all the way to gas mileage. Just a couple of pounds of air in your car will really improve the mileage that you're getting.
And a lot of people these days have the indicators too, and that can be a problem if they're going off and you don't know why. It looks like your tires fully inflated, but it's coming off. You don't know what's going on. A lot of times that's just air pressure changing in the tire with the temperature changes we have. So it may be that you really don't have a problem, but it should be looked at.
But you may need a couple of pounds of air.
You may need a couple pounds of air, or you may have a slow leak. That's supposed to show you, is that you got an issue. We need to take a look at it before it gets worse.
Are you still putting helium in?
Oh, yes, we do that, of course, and that is another solution. If you, we do it really on through the vehicles on the lot. It just keeps the air pressure in it more consistent, whereas if a vehicle's on the lot for a month or two and with the temperature changes and it's not driven every day, it can become an issue, so it helps the tires maintain better. But the truth is, it works for you as a consumer too. It's really going to stabilize the pressure. The nitrogen doesn't change with air pressure as much with the temperature, and so if that you're having trouble with the lights and there's really no problem with the tires, it can be a great solution. And it also extends the life of your tire. I mean, we mentioned the benefits of fuel economy and safety. Of course, another benefit of maintaining your tires is that you don't have to buy tires often.
I think that's probably a big thing for a lot of us.
They're pretty expensive for people these days, you know, with the low-profile tires and fancy wheels and such. A lot of times tires can cost several hundred dollars up to, you know, almost $1,000 just for one tire.
Wow.
And So you want to maintain those and keep them healthy and working for you for as long as possible.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. And our car is such a major investment, probably for a lot of us, other than our home, it's the largest investment a lot of us make.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's why we focus on stuff like the oil change and all the other value-added stuff that we can do at Dungis to make your ownership experience really have a good value for you and give you great value over the life of the vehicle, and so that your ownership experience is just, you know, great, and so you want to do it again.
You mentioned something last week, and I want to make sure that I got it right. Now, you've had tires for life for a long time, but
right. You're
expanding that program to what, the windshield glass?
It's Tires for Life Plus. It's got three different products. There's a paintless dent repair, a wheel protection that, you know, our Tires for Life really just protects the tire.
Right.
Now you're going to be protected from curb rash and some other things that you can happen to wheels. We mentioned how problematic wheels are and tires in today's vehicles.
Yeah.
So it's your paintless dent repair, the wheel, and the windshield that it will be protected with your tires. We call it Tires for Life Plus. You can also buy that protection separately, of course, but it's a great program that we think will be really popular and really add to that because when you think about it, you know, the tires, the windshield, the dents I get in the vehicle, those are the things that really nick away at the value of the vehicle when you're going to trade it in. So this is a great program to help you maintain the trade value on your vehicle. I mean, to keep those little dents out, to make sure when you trade it in, you can have a good, clean windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that happens. I get stars on mine, just rocks thrown up on the car.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The summertime when they're working on roads and there's gravel or little bits of asphalt, whatever, mm-hmm. that's left over from a construction project, and the guy, you know, I just ran the car through the car wash or whatever, and something gets thrown up, and it's just, it's an irritation.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that can be repaired, really, if it's done quickly, right away, and look, it would be good. But if you let it go too long, it's going to get worse and too big to repair, and you have to replace the whole windshield there. So this gives you the ability to do that. Like I said, the wheels too, it's a cosmetic wheel system where we can get the wheel repaired up to a certain point, and then if it has to be replaced, it'll be replaced.
That's a great service, and just one more peace of mind factor for your customers.
Another one of those ways we really want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Everything that you could think of as far as your car, that's what we want to have, and we keep trying to think of these advantages we can get, you know, like Tires for Life and the $9.95 oil change and all that, to add value to your experience at Dungis. And, you know, that's what it is all about. I mean, whether you're buying a car or getting your vehicle serviced, we know you need something from us, and we want to be able to deliver that.
So make an appointment for an oil change, and you get an extra benefit in the process?
You get a no-cost tire alignment. That's right. So say you heard it on the radio show. Give them a call to say you heard it on the radio show that you want that no-cost rotation.
Yeah.
With my 995 volt change. All you have to do is set an appointment. They'll be happy to take care of you.
Well, that's a great deal. And, of course, with one more added service, you know, you can get an oil change with or without an appointment.
That's right. You know, we work both ways, whether you want to schedule it and we'll be ready for you. Or if you just want to come in when it's most convenient for you. We know for a lot of people that's really the way they like to operate. They're not sure exactly when they're going to be able to get free. So we try to have a lot of guys ready at any one time. Of course, it's hard to predict when people are going to come in. It sometimes does get very busy, but we work through those just as quickly as we can. And then we keep some guys set aside for appointments. That allows them to be done quickly when people schedule those and need to work at a specific time.
Okay, and I think you're having monthly prizes on the test drive and
the grand prize is $7,500, which we'll be giving away on December 21st. Every month we're giving away a monthly prize. This month we're giving away an Apple iWatch, and everybody who comes in to test drive spins the magic wheel, and everybody wins. We have the wheel stocked.
Okay, spin and win. Check it out, DungisChoice.com.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.